Nationals and Mets. Bryce Harper just 1-for-26 against Matt Harvey coming into the game. Harvey got the start in place of the injured Jacob deGrom. We'll take it to the top of the first as the two face off against each other.
And now Bryce Harper hearing it from the crowd. Well, you only hear it derisively, A, if you've got a personal history with the home team. And he does, but not in a violent way or anything like that. Just the damage that he can do. And he's doing it this year off to a tremendous start. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit. Right center. Very deep. On the way. Home run, Bryce Harper. He hit it to the right of the 408 mark over in right center field. For Harper, only his second career hit and his first home run in 27 at-bats against Matt Harvey, and the Nationals have a 2-0 first inning lead.
Well, you brought it up, and I wonder, Howie, if indeed not just a hit by pitch, but the wear of the hit by pitch didn't serve to unnerve a little bit, and now he's got to settle right in, because here comes Daniel Murphy.
It's Lobatone, Roark, and Eaton against Harvey here in the fifth. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Swing and a fly ball, well hit right center, back near the wall, and gone. Jose Lobatone with his first home run of the year, hitting it to the left of the Washington bullpen in right center field near and beyond the 380 mark. And the Nationals have come right back to take a 3-2 lead. Here is Bryce Harper. Smoker thought for a long time he'd be destined to spend a lot of his days in the major leagues as a teammate of Bryce Harper's. Now he's going to try to get him here. Harper got Matt Harvey in the first inning with a two-run homer. Then he flied to center, flied to left, and drew a walk. Lefty against lefty. Jairus Familia up in the Mets bullpen now. Here's the payoff pitch to Harper. Fastball lined in the air to left. Pretty deep, slicing away from Conforto. On the run, he dives. He can't get it. It rolls to the wall. Conforto gets right back up, picks the ball up on the warning track, hits the cutoff man Reyes, and standing at second, clapping with his hands over his head, is Bryce Harper. Turner, in part bothered by the hamstring, only 3 out of 19 at the plate. But don't let that fool you. He's even better now with the infield in. Here's the pitch. And it's low outside, ball four, he's walked in a run. So Familia has walked home Harper. Murphy goes to third, Rendon to second. Give Turner an RBI, and it's 4-3 Washington, still bases loaded, one out here in the 11th inning. TJ Rivera fighting here to keep this game going and give Plawecki a chance. Kevin hasn't had an at-bat yet. I mean, just tonight, I mean, this season. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled into the mitt of Lobatone. Strike three, and the ball game is over. The Washington Nationals have taken the opener of this three-game series from the New York Mets as Sean Kelly picks up the save, working a 1-2-3 11th inning. The final score in 11 innings, the Washington Nationals 4 and the New York Mets 3.
The Mets have lost 6 of 7. Tanner Roark allows 3 earned runs while striking out 5. Matt Harvey goes 7, also allowing 3 earned runs while striking out 2. Terry Collins and the Mets fell to the Nationals in 11 innings on Friday night. His team has now lost 6 of their last 7.
I thought last night getting him in was big to get him back on the mound and stuff. And certainly in the situation tonight where the other guys are worn down out there, I just said he might be the freshest guy of them all, even though he threw some pitches last night. But he's had a lot of time off, and he was fine. Got to throw strikes.
Overall, when Harvey starts off the game the way he did on a night where he wasn't originally supposed to pitch, is it important to see him battle his way through and get you that length anyway?
Yeah, I didn't think Matt was very sharp tonight. I thought one thing he did, which we've seen him in the past doing, he battled. He didn't have great command of his stuff, but he just battled. He changed speeds. He tried to pitch in. He did all the things he wanted to do. He came out and he said, "Boy, it was my best night stuff wise." But you looked up and they had 4 hits, even though 2 of them were home runs. I thought Matt pitched. He kept us in the game and did what we had to do and got us deep. And I thought he showed you that he can pitch. And this is one of these games when you feel like you're not 100%. You still go out there and keep your team in the game. That's impressive.
Laura. In terms of Matt's mental makeup, do you think all the hardships he's been through in the last year or so have matured him at all?
Well, you know, the game was pretty easy for him when he first got here because he was so good. And I think it toughened him up, yeah. I think he realized he has to, you know, until he continues to build up the arm strength back, he's got to pitch. And I think that he's bought into that. And certainly that comes from the fact, hey, look, I don't want to get hurt again. So, you know, I'm gonna go through the process the right way.
Mark?
As you said, Familia is only his second time back. But how stunning was it to see him have such a hard time throwing strikes in that scenario? I mean, bases loaded.
Yeah, it's hard, but he's got to get out there, guys. You can't pick all the spots. This isn't a perfect world where you can pick the perfect spot. I wasn't going to have Dan Murphy beat us again. And that, you know, we had some room. We had a base. Bases weren't loaded. He just didn't throw the ball over the plate, which is very uncharacteristic for him.
John?
Does the starting pitch, you're getting good starting pitching pretty much every night. Does that allow you to feel like you're going to get through all this, everything that's going on right now, feel better about what is going on?
Well, John, you know you're going to keep yourselves in games, but we've got to win some of these games. I mean, I go back over the last nine games, we could have won seven of them easily. Not easily, but we had a chance to win seven games, and we didn't. So we just got to continue to plug through it, while guys are mending. And, we got a couple big hits from some guys tonight, which I thought were huge. So we'll continue to push through it.
Terry, just curious what it was like to manage this game for you, especially given how short your bench was. They went to extras and then having to use, pitchers as pinch runners and pinch hitters, just having to wade through all that stuff, given how short you guys were.
Well, there was a lot of discussions going on about a lot of things. You had to start before the game started. You knew you were going to have to do some of that stuff, James. I mean, we had talked about, I had Gesellman and Wheeler and Spikes in the fourth inning, knowing that they may have to hit, that they may have to run. I told Cabby that the only time I'd use him was certain situations. Seth tried to get himself ready, couldn't. Leg didn't respond, so we were down to, certainly the three guys left on the bench. And, but we had chances. We had bases loaded too. All we had to do was bloop one in or hit a ground ball through the hole or something. And so we had our chances.
Danny.
Terry, you mentioned Cabrera. He was able to go up and pinch it. Do you have any better sense of whether you have him tomorrow?
Well, I think we will, Danny. I mean, when we talked before the game, he said he needed a night. He needed to probably rest the leg. And, unless it's 42 tomorrow, I think he can probably go.
Last one, Kev.
You said Cespedes tried, couldn't loosen up. What was the deal there?
Well, I mean, we went up and said, can you get ready? And Pat Rusher came down. And he said, listen, he's tried to get it loose and he couldn't do it.
Series continues Saturday when Gio Gonzalez takes the hill for the Nationals. He'll square off against Jacob deGrom.